Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender.
As the planners bring this back from the Wayback Machine, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Terry Neese. Terry is the founder and the CEO of the Institute for Economic Empowerment of Women, IEEW.org. I encourage you to check it out. You'll go there and find the first thing you'll see are some the faces of some beautiful women smiling from ear to ear, obviously feeling happy and joyful and fulfilled in their lives, because that's what IEEW does. You know, when I think about Terry, thanks again for being here. Terry's the founder of this book. She's the queen of all this, and the brainchild and the founder and the force behind all this, and I don't know how many hundreds of women's lives have been changed for an immensely better because of the idea and the energy of Terry Neese and the team that she put together, the global team, right, Terry? I mean, you got ambassadors all over the world. On both sides of on both countries, you got presidents of countries coming together to help out. So many different things. The way you pull this together, it's a clinic. When's the book coming out on all this, Terry? Somebody needs to write how this happened. When is your Nobel Peace Prize going to be announced, Terry?
Very soon. Very soon. It's in my brain.
I'm
have going. To get it down the paper.
When they give you that, I'm going. I'm going to be sitting right there.
Okay. All right. I'm going to hold you to that.
If Eunice can give a peace prize, if Obama can get a peace prize, surely you deserve one.
Well, thank you. By the way, speaking of numbers, we've graduated now about 750 women.
Wow.
In the countries of Afghanistan and Rwanda, and they've created a little over 13,000 jobs. And 80% of them are still in business today.
And the ones in
Afghanistan, those are amazing figures.
The ones in Afghanistan, folks, have done it at extreme peril to their own lives and their families'
lives. They
have. When a woman goes in business in Afghanistan, she is putting her and her family's life in jeopardy. Now, you know what, Terry? I think about this. When I hear all the people whining in America because somebody licked the red off their candy, I'd like to transport them for one day in the life of a woman entrepreneur in Afghanistan. I don't think they'd be whining anymore. What do you think?
No, I don't think they would either. And by the way, you know, here's something I think really interesting about the women, especially this year. Initially, women were pretty much doing handicraft work in the early years of our program. Today, we have women who own restaurants. They are that they're in production. They have film crews. They're actually we have a woman from Rwanda who just produced her first movie, and
wow.
We saw it last night. We had it aired here at AT&T headquarters.
Wow! They're exporting coffee because I get some of it. It's wonderful.
They export coffee. A lot of non-traditional type businesses in both countries. And so the growth over the last 12 years has been really incredible for us to watch because it's more non-traditional type businesses, internet, mobile apps, a lot of IT businesses.
Right.
Completely different than it was in the early years. So we're really proud of how these women have stepped up to the plate to build their countries and create jobs.
There's no question about it. And look at what it's showing their children, their boys and their girls.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget this. And I have to quote this every time. And I almost can't get it out, Terry. I remember interviewing Freshta. Freshta has a printing company in Kabul, and they burned her printing company down, folks, because she was competing against the men pretty darn well. And I asked her face-to-face when I interviewed her that time, probably about 7 or 8 years ago, I said, why are you doing this? She said, because I have a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can you, isn't that something? Because I have a daughter.
Passing it on to their children.
So when you're whining, when you're whining about if somebody licks the red off your candy over here in America, folks, think about Fresh. Go listen to that interview. You won't. You'll be a little. You'll be. You might still not like what you got, but you won't be whining about it as much anymore.
Yeah, and Fresh Day is business is growing. She's doing really well. All of these women are strong leaders. You have to be strong leaders in both of the countries. In the 1994 genocide, you know, the entire country
in
was devastated.
In Rwanda.
In Rwanda. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What did I say? Sorry.
No, well, you just didn't say the country. You're right. Go ahead.
So the genocide, you know, a million people, a lot of people do not realize this. A million people were killed in 90 days.
Wow.
In 1994,
unbelievable.
In Rwanda, most of these women lost every family member they had. In fact, our leader, Chantal, lost 14 family members.
Unbelievable. I can't even comprehend that.
So they have had to pull themselves up. And
they're restoring their country, aren't they? They're rebuilding their country.
They completely.
In every way.
And Rwanda is the number one country in the world with the most women in elected office.
Wow.
Number one country in the world.
And Afghanistan is constitutional that Afghanistan has to have women in parliament, isn't it?
Yes. 25% of the lower parliament must be women.
Yeah. We've come a long way, folks. We had a long way to go. It's one little brick at a time, and I don't know any bricklayer better than Terry Neese. IEEW.org is the website. Hope you check it out, folks, and they'll take your money there. Get your credit.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.